99.9 Radio USA and radio from Darius Rucker, 652, and we're at 23 degrees. It's me, Scott Hansen, in the morning. Are you ready? Are you ready for the weird news? The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. The police department in a small Scottish town has given a prime assignment to a real dummy. And he's doing a terrific job. Higher-ups at the Fife Force decided that they could save some cash by stationing a cardboard cutout replica of Officer James Graham at assorted busy intersections. The fake cop is depicted holding a radar gun pointed directly at oncoming traffic, and by all accounts, it's resulted in motorists cutting their speed significantly. Graham says that the department is using 6 cutouts, occasionally stationing him out there in the flesh, just in case. He's convinced that the likeness is pretty good. He says, I've heard from one of my neighbors who says, thank you very much. You didn't wave to me today. How about this one? A Colorado man is behind bars after throwing more than a tantrum in front of police officers, one of whom got soaked with a mess of urine that he tossed their way. Dylan Zeller got into an argument with a friend who didn't want him to drive drunk and caused enough of a ruckus to get cops called to the scene. Zeller, who is described as belligerent, was restrained, handcuffed, and tossed in the back of a cruiser, where he proceeded to kick and bang his head against the windows and doors. The 18-year-old was transported to a hospital for evaluation, and after saying he needed to use the bathroom, he was handed a portable urinal, which he used and emptied onto the officer assigned to guard him. He stands charged with disorderly conduct and second-degree assault. And finally, a British couple who returned home from an evening out to find that they'd been robbed decided to write an open letter to the crook, apologizing for not having better stuff for the crook to haul off. Kate Barrett and Dan Owens knew something was up when they saw a pane of glass had been knocked out of their back door. Then they came in to find that the place had been ransacked. They tallied up the damage, and Kate came up with a missive that they taped to the front entrance in hopes that the baddies might come back. The note read, "As you know, we didn't have particularly expensive tastes, so there's no need to come in again unless you'd like to take my collection of VHS videos and cassettes. Dan is very disappointed you didn't take these the first time around." Okay, there you go. There's your weird news this morning. It is 6:55.
Prices are falling.
Save on the new 2013